in its, I guess, enthusiasm for this project, that memo from your Housing and Community Development Department happened to paint an exceedingly gloomy picture of downtown Towson. It dismisses most of the economic revitalization that's already well underway in Towson as activity that's happening on the outer edges, characterizes the York Road corridor as something of a ghost town, and I quote from your memo, old suburban buildings that have not aged well, absentee landlords, changing markets, and stiff competition from outlying areas. I guess my first question, given this description of downtown Towson, how have so many other restaurants managed to cut through the apparent economic desolation and emerge as one of the most vibrant dining destinations in the entire Baltimore region? I'm thinking of places that I've visited, like Cafe Troya, which is located less than a quarter mile from the Green Turtle, Allegheny Avenue. I'm thinking of 7 West Bistro Grill, wonderful spot that serves up some of the better crab cakes in town. It's perched on the West Chesapeake Avenue, just about a block from the Green Turtle, or an 18-second drive on MapQuest if you're wondering how quickly to get over there. Other restaurants on Allegheny Avenue, less than a quarter mile from Green Turtle, and one that I visited just last week, an opening for the Oyster Bay Grill, a beautifully appointed seafood restaurant on Joppa Road. I was honored to be at that opening. I'm definitely going back with my wife. So, sorry about the restaurant reviews, but here's an excerpt from a story that ran just last month with the slightly more sanguine headline, Green Turtle Riding on Wave of Upgrades. That was the title. And the article goes on to say, quote, from the roof of the Green Turtle on York Road, co-owners Jill Paco and Jeff Guidera have a great view of the changes coming to downtown Towson. Just a block away to the east, the framing for the Cinemark movie theater at Towson Square is rising above the building's underground parking structure. This is a quote. Across the intersection, the Towson Road Project will replace storefronts and a parking lot with skyscrapers. So I think that the memo may have exaggerated the situation in its desire to be an advocate for this project. If your concern, as I understand it from your comments, is that the renaissance that's going on in downtown Towson will result in an influx of well-heeled national chains that could elbow the smaller locally owned businesses in Towson out of town, then I can respect that. That kind of makes sense. I've certainly heard those concerns from people up in Towson who are excited about the new restaurants, but also concerned about the impact on the local small businesses. But if the state truly feels that there's an imperative public interest that is served by lending taxpayer money to the Green Turtle, okay, I can see having that discussion. I might even change my mind. It's a plausible project for DBED, the Department of Business and Economic Development. But it's not a plausible project for your agency and this particular budget. Now, given the focus that appears to be on the preservation of individual business as opposed to jump-starting an economically moribund community, which Towson is not, why wouldn't this be a DBED project rather than a neighborhood revitalization project? Or maybe it should be the Maryland Industrial Development Financing Authority, designed to encourage private sector financing and economic development projects that are located in priority funding areas. Or the Small Business Development Financing Authority, which exists to provide financing for small businesses that aren't able to qualify for traditional financing. Your program is designed historically to provide seed money financing for struggling businesses and struggling downtown communities. Governor mentioned Silver Spring. That was a blighted area before the state came in. So I appreciate the investments you've made in Cambridge. I think that's a perfect struggling community that needs neighborhood revitalization. So a few of my favorite things, terrific. Jimmy and Sook's down in Cambridge on Race Street, great. Great investments. Desperately needed. Booster shot from the state. But when the Baltimore County executive calls Towson Baltimore County's Bethesda, think of that, Baltimore County's Bethesda. Treasurer knows very well how successful Bethesda is. Does Bethesda have maybe a 300 block of Cordell Avenue that's a little bit, down on its stuff? That's okay. Yeah, I understand that. Does Towson have maybe a block or two that is struggling? But putting your agency's money in Bethesda or putting it in Towson is just not a good match, and that's why I'm going to vote against this project. You don't have a lot of money, and it's crucial to areas like Cumberland, Cambridge, Elkton, and other areas around the state that are not going through the economic revitalization renaissance that's happening right now in Baltimore County's Bethesda. I mean, we're sending coal to Newcastle here with these dollars. And
but didn't you object to the one in Cambridge, too?
No, I objected to the misuse of this agency's mission. On that agenda item, Governor, I supported strongly a $500,000 grant for downtown Cambridge on Race Street for a building that was being turned in very successfully into a retail operation. I voted against giving taxpayers money to a Popeye fast food franchise out on Route 50.
That was the one.
And
that was in Cambridge, right?
And, yes,
and the mayor was here to testify for it.
So yeah, yeah, and it was, but let me just repeat, because that's a very good point you brought up, Governor.
Is it the location that you, because I've seen you vote for some in some locations and against some in other locations. Is it the locations, or is it that you don't believe we should do anything on food franchises, or is it, I'm just trying to understand what the policy, because it seems that you have not a disagreement with the fact that this loan is not out of line with others that we have done in other places around the state, but you seem to have a policy disagreement that focuses on the actual use, like a restaurant. Do you think a restaurant, should they, is that your thrust? I'm just trying to understand. Is it geography or is it the...
The thrust is we have a mission for this neighborhood business redevelopment program. It's a very important mission to jumpstart revitalization in struggling communities. Bethesda is not a struggling community. Towson is not a struggling community. If a business needs some kind of public support, they should go to the Economic Development Agency and ask for it. But these are the total budget is what, Mr. Secretary, $4
million? About $4 million, yes.
Yeah. Those are incredibly important dollars for an area like downtown Cambridge. When they're spent on a Popeye's out on Fast Food Mile on Route 50, which technically may be within the borders of Cambridge, that is a misuse of your agency's budget for the mission that it was created. And, yeah, I voted against that. And but I have nothing against restaurants. I have nothing against the Limerick Pub. What my concern is that this is mission creep where we're using your money in areas that are underway with their own economic renaissances. And God knows there are dozens of communities around the state that I have visited that have boarded up vacant stores on their main street and have nothing even close to Towson's revitalization on the horizon. And so it's a vote against mission creep more than geography, Governor.